Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
So, negotiations is what separates the professionals from the amateurs. That is a very true statement. It is very true. Don't sweat writing too much down today. I really want you all to absorb it. When this is over, I'm going to drop this in there just like I did the other few. For those that are new, my teaching style is write down bullet points that just real quick stuff that you can actually go back and research and add to. Watch the replay. You got the slides. You hear me talking. Now you can really start to put things in action. Intro to negotiation, introductory stuff, clarity. Be clear on what you want to accomplish. Chess move out the gate. When you're playing chess, you got to move your pawns and set things up, and then you start moving your pieces around. Clarity, you have to go into the deal. This, we talked about this in the first couple sessions on what is a good deal, you know, what type of house, what I'm going to do with it, yada, yada. Make sure that your first house is your first investment, I would say. But just be clear, like know what you're going after and know, look, I ain't going to do no more than this, no less than this. Being clear also shows you, look, if this ain't within my wheelhouse of numbers, I ain't doing this deal. This just ain't going to work for me. And you have to be okay with that. Y'all that are I call them emotional creatures, to where you really, I love this house. No, you, no, don't do that because you're going to love that house. But if you go overboard, buy the car, this and the third, you can't get emotional about these things. Negotiations is you got to, I know, here's where I'm at, boom, I'm going to walk away. And the most satisfying thing for me, even as an investor, is when I learned to walk away and I wasn't tripping, I didn't care if somebody else got the house. Cool, that's for them. What God has for me is for me. But you have to know what you want. Game plan. Discuss your best alternative to negotiated outcome. This is a weird acronym. I never really use it a whole lot, but it's interesting. Discuss your best alternative to a negotiated outcome. Again, I don't use it a lot, so it's hard for me to say, but I get where they're coming from. What is that game plan? And when they say discuss, that's what I want to really focus more on. Who are you talking this out with? Please don't do this stuff by yourself. Please don't do this by yourself. For the newbies that are here, when you go back to the first couple of replays, you'll see that I talk about building the team, the CPA, the realtor, the title company, right, lender, et cetera. People have been that do this for a while. One of the best ways to get into that discussion phase of things is just being around these people. You can't beat that. That is like the most underrated gem. You can't beat being around people, mirroring people. I got people that pay me just to come sit in my office and watch me move all day. I'm like, come on, fly down, sit around. You're going to catch a lot. You're going to catch a lot. Listen, engage both with your ears and mouth in a deal. I'm real big on listening. I don't like to talk a whole lot. I like teach, but I'm not teaching. I listen. Like, I get on Clubhouse, I got a burner, I'm listening. In negotiating deals, I'm listening. I'm watching body language. If you're doing this, I know you're about to shut down. If you're doing this, you're aggressive, you're crossing your legs, you're trying, you know, how you're sitting, you know, watching and reading body language. I will get into some psychology. It's like take Acconundrum's class on that consumer psychology thing. The psychology thing is off the chain. The bank system, even that AI system that's been out for a couple of years, learn people's psychology. I can tell if you're really into your notes, because most people, if they're right-handed, if they enter their notes, their hand is on their chin real, but like they into it. If they lazy, they kind of like this here. But if they into it, they like this here. I watch, and then they smile when you see them doing it, but it's fine. I watch if you blink, I watch it. You can't catch me. Don't let this country boy fool y'all. I've been around the block enough. I'll slay you open. But I want y'all to get like that. You want to be cocky internally with how you move, but I'm very humble. Because one thing I know, and when I was in Taekwondo, small story, I was 17-1. I was 17-0 before I got knocked out. This little Muay Thai fighter came in. This little dude was probably 5'1", but he started doing these knuckle push-ups and stuff. And I'm like, all right, I do them like that, but I don't do them like that. I wasn't scared of the dude because I'm like, all right, okay, it is what it is. But then his pre-kata and his pre-training, yeah, I'm like, man, this is going to be interesting. Because he's short and I'm taller. My reach ain't really helping me. All right, let's go. Three into the third round, minute and a half into it, he hits me with like, I don't know how many punches in my ribs. And I let him inside. I was trying to grapple. I can't grapple with him because he's too fast. But he lights my ribs up so bad, I'm like, I'm dead. I can't breathe, but I can't show him I can't breathe because I know what he's going to do next. And I make a move to go at him, light him up a couple of times. Da-da-da. His chin didn't even move. I'm like, bro, what is this dude made of? For real. And next thing I know, I'm in the hospital. Because I didn't see his reverse kick come around where his body stayed in one spot. This is the old school VHS cameras back in the day. So I had to watch the film on that. This dude stands here and his foot comes around and hits me. And I still got locked, y'all, to this day. Knocked me smooth out. And it's like, I didn't study my opponent well enough. I could have watched him before. But 17-year-old make you real cocky real quick. And after that, it's like, nah, I'm done. I'm good. I'm going to go ahead and get my little red black belt called today. And from that point on, I've been very, very keen on, this is before my professional career ever started, very keen on I'm going to listen and watch and study my opponent because I ain't getting knocked out again. And nothing in life. Y'all who know my story, I was wrongfully imprisoned for some BS years back. And I could have chirped and told them people and did whatever. Like, nah, we ain't, the hood ain't gonna let me back home like, on that kind of mess. We ain't doing that today. Listen to the story. But I'm saying all that to say I've been around enough to where that listening part, use both ears and listen. Learn to watch people and listen to people in spaces where you never know what you'll learn and who you'll learn from, is my point. The secretary at the front desk, I treat her the same way I treat the CEO. Like, Cole, what they got to do in negotiations? Everything. Because what you want out of the deal, you got to make sure you can give some concessions. You got to know what you can give, but what you want out of it. And never let that person know really, really, really what your true intentions are. Anybody here read 48 Laws of Power? Like, really read that whole book? Never show your true intentions? I live by that. I live by that. There's deals now. People hit me up later. Is that what you wanted out of the deal? I'm like, no, I'm not going to tell you what I wanted. Because I never know what you're going to need later on. I never show you my true intentions, ever. Now, I'm teaching y'all, so I'm being more vulnerable. But in the business world, hey, nah. I know what I want. I need to figure out what you need, what's your pain point, and if what you really need, if it aligns with what I can give up, okay, cool. I'm not going to get my feelings into it. Like, all right, they want that bad. How bad do I want this deal? Okay, cool. I'll give it up in a minute as far as what you want. I'm not going to let you think I'm giving it to you either, though. I'm going to ease that thing on in there to where you don't want them to, you want them to think it's a hard give. Real, bro. All right. I'll let you wait, too. Never rush into a deal. This is not a point on here, but write this down. Never go into a negotiation desperate. Just like a relationship. Don't act brand new. Don't act desperate. This is the worst way. Because again, you never know who's seasoned. There's a brother that I was working with in Dallas. There's a commercial deal in Ohio. This brother, you know, former military, but he let that show. He was too aggressive. And the guy was really kind of a backwoods kind of country guy. So he led with that old country way of talking, real slangy Midwest kind of thing. Kind of find that this guy's probably worth a good $500 million easily. He just wanted the realtor on the deal who referred the guy to the table. And the guy just talked his way out of a good deal. He was going to give him the land to just develop on, but he screwed up because he didn't want to act right. Get creative when needed. Be creative on your offers. So for me, everything's creative. There's nothing that's going to be really standard. Don't go into this thing. Like, I think all of you, especially the new ones, if y'all haven't gotten your real estate license, go get it. Take that course, get the education behind you. Take as much education as you can from a good brokerage. Always learn. I've been in real estate all my life and I'm still learning. There's a lot that I don't know. I don't want to know it all, but I do want to at least understand and grasp it all. Study your counterpart. We kind of talked into that. Work on a win-win situation. I'm going to be real open with y'all in this class. I know it's recorded. I don't care if you're winning. I really don't. This is business is a battleground. I want what I want, and I want it the way I want it. Now, in negotiating, there always is give and take. You got to give up something. In my mind, I'm not trying to see it as you winning. I just need to make sure you get what you get, I get what I get, and we're on with it.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.